Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, we all dream of a white Christmas, but it's time now to scream about a Sophie White Christmas because our favourite true crime and general scary stuff person comes on every December to ruin Christmas. Sophie, it's great to have you in.
Oh, thank you for having me. You've taken me away from my family. Momentary interlude without the wall of screaming. They're ruining my Christmas, Jen.
Are they?
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh my God, is it lovely to have kids around Christmas time? And I'm like, have you met kids?
No, they obviously haven't. Yeah. Wouldn't it be lovely to not have kids around Christmas? Imagine that kind of... What does that Christmas involve? A lot of cocktail parties and fun and movies and...
Logs on the fire.
Yeah, eggnog, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Baking.
Lying down.
Red stress, lying down.
I see them lying down a lot on social media. You see a lot of fluffy socks stretched out across a couch, maybe a drink in hand. And I'm like, yeah. I want to be like a Victorian parent at Christmas where... You know, I'm aware there's children in my house, but I don't really know where they are. And I'm over here in the good room.
That sounds
very nice.
That is
an uncomfortable corset, but sure, a small price to pay.
Okay, so it says here that you have five savage Santas for me.
I do.
So who's first?
Hans Trapp is our first Santa. So yeah, basically... Other countries have some really good ideas around the Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is amazing. Other countries don't even need all the family backstabbing around the Christmas dinner table to, give their kids a healthy terror around Christmas time. Keep them in line. Mm-hmm. So Hans Trapp hails from France. And... to all of our listeners who are from the various countries I'm visiting this morning, forgive me if I am making a hames of pronunciations. This guy is Santa's wingman.
Right.
Okay. He's not an elf. He's not on a shelf. He is following Santa around on Santa's little mission to, you know, dispense joy. And basically, Hans Trapp just beats children who are naughty around Christmas.
Oh, lovely.
So it's full Victorian. So he kind of originated in like the 15th century. And the kind of origin story is really messed up and how it became linked to Christmas. But basically, Hans Trapp was a real guy. He was rich, very greedy lad, apparently bet into Satanism. Mm-hmm. Loved a bit of black magic, and he was arrested by the Catholic Church and exiled to the Bavarian forest, where apparently he sank deeper and deeper into his evil ways. It's like me when I'm exiled and I go to YouTube and things go dark real fast.
Mm-hmm.
So just like me, no, not like me, Hans became obsessed with eating human flesh.
Right.
I'm not there yet.
Okay.
And so he seems to have started to wander the countryside disguised as a scarecrow, frankly terrifying. And one day he came upon a hapless young boy and pounced on the child. The child didn't make it.
Right.
I'm just going to put it delicately. Every retelling I came across was just horrendous. Too graphic for a child's fairy tale, but mm-hmm. we know what they're like.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, apparently Hans took him home for his... you know, lovely roast. Look, moving on from
that
harrowing tale. Apparently
Christmas,
at this
friends.
Point, God was like, Hans needs to clean up his act. He struck Hans with lightning and killed him, as retribution. And then to this day, Hans wanders around with Santa looking for children to nibble on.
If they're naughty, only the bold ones though.
Only the bold ones.
Well, that's
okay
then, isn't it?
You know, just keep in check, keep in line, kids.
I might tell that story to my kids. That's a good one. Okay, so who's next?
Okay, who's next? It's Gryla, the ogre, who lives in Iceland in the mountains, and she's a jolly old Christmas witch.
Oh, lovely.
She's got a look. She has a horned tail. Very large sack. I'm picturing a handbag. You remember those ones that were really fashionable in the early noughties?
Yeah.
She uses that to carry children back to her lair where she puts them, bad children,
mm-hmm.
where she puts them into a delicious stew, which she apparently shares with her 13 troll sons.
Okay.
Which, as you know, it's pretty standard.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who stays out of the stock pot still has to kind of keep their wits about them because Gryla has a pet. It's a cat. Its name is terrifying, but I'll attempt it. Yola Cotterin.
Right.
feel free to at me, guys. Apparently, this cat wanders the streets also on the hunt for bad kids. And in Iceland, apparently, the sign you've been a good child is that you've been gifted new clothes for Christmas. Which, new clothes for Christmas, when you were a kid, that was a punishment. Yeah. Let's be real. But anyway, apparently, if you've been badly behaved and you're not wearing brand new, you know, clothes, the cat will eat you.
Okay.
And I think we can agree, death by eaten by a cat, agonizing. They have very small mouths, tiny bites. I would say slow. Very slow.
Long time. Let's go to Turkey, but not for the lovely dinner. The country. So what is the next creepy Christmas creature you have for me?
Okay, it's the Kalikansuri.
Kalikansuri.
Don't question me, Jen. I'm saying it perfectly.
Okay.
Okay. Nothing says Christmas like a well-endowed goblin. Am I right?
You're so right.
Every description I read of the Kalikansuri includes this tidbit.
Go on.
This not little tidbit. So it's not just me adding festive baubles, okay? These hairy little goblins have a lot to recommend them, evidently. Apparently, they live underground, right, all year long, where they're in this constant quest to bring about the apocalypse. I love how extra this one is.
Yeah.
So anyway, come Christmas, they hop up above ground to terrorize people. Basically, they roam the earth and they try and break into your house and play annoying pranks on them. I think everyone has one of these in their family.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, they're a bit less demonic than the rest of the kind of creepy Santa's little helpers.
Do they eat children like the rest of them?
They don't. It's literally mischief.
Okay.
But if you want to ward them off, you have to hang a pig jaw.
Mm-hmm.
In your door.
Okay.
So like just, I mean, take a moment with that. Yeah.
I'm not a fan of mistletoe, so this might be an alternative.
Okay. I have a guy whose name translates in English to Daddy Whipper.
Oh, lovely.
I kind of want to call him Daddy. But okay, this guy's called Per Futar.
Mm-hmm.
And his origin story, again, violent. He was a butcher. He, you know, kidnapped wealthy kids.
From where? Where's this guy from now?
He's from France, sort of Switzerland area.
Okay.
Again, things are very graphic in this origin story of a Christmas character. I don't know how in detail they go when they're telling the kids in France and Switzerland, but apparently there was carving up of children,
mm-hmm.
Hiding them in salt barrels, which is very specific. Anyway, Santa to the rescue, discovered what Per Futar was up to, brought the kids back to life.
Good.
Desalted.
Mm-hmm.
And as punishment, he forced Per Futar into being his Santa's eternal cannibal manservant, which seems like a weird thing to want as Santa. But now apparently he helps Santa out at Christmas in France and Switzerland. So
you know the way we read stories like The Night Before Christmas and all this on Christmas Eve? Are you telling me these children from around the globe are getting these stories read to them?
That's what they're getting.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was the night before Christmas and children were in fear of their lives.
Fear of being eaten. So, I mean, nowhere is safe.
Nowhere is safe.
Who is the last one on the list then?
The last is my fave.
Oh,
and it's Grampus.
Grampus.
Cute he
name.
Is. He's cute. He sounds kind of like a grandpa. Mm. Yeah, he's not.
Okay.
He is Santa's evil counterpart in Austria, Slovenia, kind of Croatia sort of area. So he's kind of the evil twin. He's a demonic half goat monster with horns and a long tongue. So he's got everything. Apparently, he drags chains around, whips bad children, sometimes kidnaps them. So on the 5th of December, he has like a whole night all to himself. It's called Krampusnacht. And on this night, hordes of Krampuses, so people dressed as Krampuses, march through Alpine towns in very elaborate, sinister Krampus costumes. And apparently, in recent years, it's become absolute mayhem.
Wow.
Yeah, Krampusnacht has the tendency to descend into drunken rampages, getting in fights, destroying property. It's all become a bit of a problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's like brawls. So very standard Irish Christmas dinner. But yeah, like back in the day, anyone who was caught dressing up as a Krampus actually apparently face the death penalty, which seems like a disproportionate reaction to a costume and a bit of hijinks. But basically, Krampus was thought of as kind of a devil figure. The Nazis banned Krampus. So, I mean, even the Nazis thought this guy was too
evil
much
for the Nazis.
Yeah. These days, like in Austria, people are starting to worry that the tradition may not be appropriate for children. I can't believe they're not pro-drunken men dressed up as Krampuses chasing people through the street.
When these poor children in Austria and France and Switzerland, when they hear that song, Santa Claus is coming to town, they must shit themselves. Literally, they're like, it has a whole other meaning. There's a running theme here. I mean, don't be bold at Christmas, like, ever.
Just keep it in line, kids.
Keep it in line. But don't listen to her. I mean, the Santa we have here in Ireland is really, really nice. So our kids in Ireland don't have to worry.
I would like my kids to keep worrying.
Well, listen, Sophie White, thanks a million for creeping us out for another year. We'll see you again in 2022. We'll be right back. Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.